I could read the Merriam-Webster and agrees with it.
Yeah, go through them one by one or whatever and have Ian respond.
Okay, God, the perfect and all-powerful spirit or being that is worshipped, especially by Christians, Jews, and Muslims, as the one who created and rules the universe. Does that sound correct, Ion?
Well, you could do it this way. The 1 Corinthians 10:31, that'd be one, due to the glory of God. Or you could go into a little bit in John 17:3, from the true God, that would work out. Or David's declaration about God's name in the word Psalm 138, 1 and 2. There's lots of other choices. You know, Abraham called the name of the Lord, Genesis 12, 8, 13, and 14. The Lord proclaimed his own name before Moses, Exodus 33, 19, 34, and 5. Israel warned against profaning the name of the Lord, Leviticus 13, 21, 22, 2, 32. You know how we feel about Leviticus. The name of the Lord is not taken in vain, Exodus 27 and Deuteronomy 5, 11. Priests of Israel were to minister the name of the Lord, Deuteronomy 18, 5, 21, 5. The name of God is called Wonderful in Judges 13, 18. And to call on the name of the Lord was to worship him as God, Genesis 21, 23, 26, 25. You can go several of them. Salvation through his name, John 1, 12. Believers gather in his name, Matthew 18, 20. Prayer to be made in his name, John 14, 13 through 14. The servant of the Lord bears the name of Christ will be hated, Matthew 10, 22. Book of Acts makes frequent mention of worship, service, suffering in the name of Christ. Acts 4, 18, 5, 28, 41, 10, 43, 19, 17. This keeps going along. Elohim, you can get Elohim, the plural form, strong and one.
Can you give us a song Isaiah. For all that?
Yes, hold on one second. We'll have to do it and fix it for Bob.
Good suggestion. The song seems to be the key to Ion.
Yes, the new song. We are just like
yes.
finding yeah, things in the lyrics. Who knows, country cowboys are so illuminated.
He's working in the quadrivium, in the section of music. Quadrivium, the music part.
But when you think about this new trivium and quadrivium.
Yeah, didn't you like that? That was nice.
Yes, but I think it's incomplete because the Ionic part is missing.
Yes, all that was done in 2003, long before Ion.
So how would you then complete the new quadrivium?
I don't know. I'd have to go and look at what I wrote back then. I just posted it. I didn't read it closely yet. I'm not doing it now. Maybe we could do it later.
And all these things you wrote about, for example, the Egyptians, the Chinese, the Lemurians, the Atlanteans.
Those are on the chart. You know that they're on the chart. They're on the
yes,
Taino
but did
chart.
You, did you did that before Ion too?
Yes, the chart was made in 1995, and that's a post from 2003.
It'll be finished next week.
Yay. The chart will be?
Mm-hmm.
Or your song selection, Ion. What are you referring to?
The Ionic part of the chart?
Yeah, he's probably giving a lot of that number stuff today was probably the answer for the chart. But Ion, what's the context of your recent outburst? What's with this silence? Is that musical? Are you being musical, Ion, with intervals?
Not quite. We're trying to get the lines and spaces.
The lines and spaces?
He's playing the Dead Air song.
But did he say spaces or bases? See, you have to know what the word is that he says. So
spaces.
Many words we miss. Spaces. You're playing the spaces in between the words, Ion? Is that what you're just saying?
Do.
Do you post this do on the chat line? Capital D, capital O?
When it's us.
sometimes it's not you. Matter of fact, what's going on over there at the chat line?
Are you the Elohim mentioned in the Bible? Because they are also plural.
Yes, we are plural.
But are you the Elohim? What they refer to the Elohim?
Maybe it's the good one. Hello, hello, hello. Anybody there? Anybody there? I'm sorry.
Hey, Ian, was there a conference last month in Europe?
Yes, there was. If you leave your name and number and a brief but detailed message, we'll return your call at our convenience. Beep. But if you're not a patient of Dr. Carolyn Dean and subsidiaries thereof, please do not leave a message. If you'd like to leave a message for Bob or Ian or want to talk to some of us, then go ahead. We're not going to answer the call, but you can leave a message. It'll be just fine.
Hey, Ion, you said that Bob's chart would be completed next week. Are you talking the 22nd of April? Because a year ago, Bob had said at that time that this was a soft launch. And I wondered, is the 22nd have anything to do with the completion of this chart?
That would be 22/11.
No, 22/4. Yeah, Bobby.
Does that have anything to do with the completion of your chart?
This Bob knows nothing of this topic. I don't know anything about what we're talking about. I'm not thinking about my chart. Nothing scheduled for next week. That's what this Bob says. Okay. If another Bob comes in, might be something else might be said. Is that Kim?
Yeah, it's Kim.
All right. You had a very nice dialogue with Ginny on Wednesday.
Oh, thank you. It's like talking to an old friend.
Yeah, it was. You were simple and direct and puzzled and confused and happy. So it was quite human. Everybody liked it.
Thank you.
Hi, on the angular bonding that you mentioned for living water, was that the angular bonding of the hydrogen molecules?
Well, it would be the royal authority in the House of David.
I didn't understand that.
Well, Greg, it involves people. You know, it's not just chemistry or whatever geometry. It involves people. Any part of culture can come into the answer. We've been doing that the last couple of weeks.
Did Ion say David, as in King David?
Yeah.
Okay, David. The beneficial attributes of living water have been attributed to the presence of eye cells. Are there other constituents of living water that you would attribute benefits to besides the eye cells?
No.
Is there an amino acid marker that is present with stabilized H197 lysine? Is it a specific form of lysine or just a general amino acid we know as lysine or some form that we're not yet discovered?
Yes, to both.
Is there a way to identify that form of lysine if we're not familiar with it already?
When you have a mat that's out there and it's like thrown out there somewhere, look at that net. That'd probably be out there.
Expound a little bit on this House of David for the angular bonds that you mentioned with regards to living water. Say more words about this House of David.
A vine from Egypt thou should plant in Canaan's happy land. Heaven's grace to descend from the enriching hand.
That's good. Thank you.
Ion, what is the daily dosing of the living water?
All you can drink.
What would be the recommended consumption of the living water daily?
As much as you can drink.
What about the bread of life?
As much as you can eat.
Yes.
A vine from Egypt that was did plant in Canaan's happy land.
But I too.
And is this song Il est né la divine enfant?
Yes.
That's the song that Roxy's
That's
waiting
all
for?
That's what we said.
Mm-hmm.
No, 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 no.
Is La Divine Enfant a good one?
No, that's Squidbillies.
That's Herschel Walker?
Yeah. Hey, the original Gator hater.
Ion, do you like Janet Yellen because she's going to initiate or elicit some response from little men, which will in some way activate or initiate their power? Ion? Are you going to respond?
The Talmud. Thou, my son, art stronger than all thy brethren, and from thy loins will kings arise. Teach thy children how they may protect themselves from the enemies and evil doers. Then, turning to his children, he said, Thus shall ye carry me after my death to my resting place in the cave of Machpelah. Ye, my sons, not your children, shall bear me. Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun shall carry me eastward, corner of my brier. Reuben, Simon, and Gad shall carry at the south. Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin at the western end. Dan, Asher, and Naphtali to the north. Levi shall not carry or help carry my brier. For his descendants will bear the ark of God's covenant through Israel's host. Neither shall Joseph assist in carrying, for he is a king. His son shall take his place and walk beside his brother Benjamin. As I have spoken, do, diminish not from my words.
Very nice. I want to know, how would you define now the relax and allow?
After these days of mourning, Joseph approached Pharaoh, the king, and said to him, Let me go up, I pray thee, to bury my father. I will then return. And Pharaoh answered, Go in peace and bury thy father.
Was that an answer to the relax and allow theme?
Yes, and Esau, Jacob's brother, came also with his sons and the men of his belongings, and to the funeral proceeded to Hebron, to the cave of Machpelah.
I want to know, what is the father?
Esau.
Is this all in response to the little men activating their power?
Reacting to it and what happened when they didn't.
And the part that you read.
He probably understood this anger, his anger was roused. And hurrying in the midst of combat, he singled out Esau and struck his head from his shoulders with one blow. Then the children of Jacob prevailed over their opponents, and Esau's company of 40 men were killed, while the other party suffered no loss. So the death of Esau and the fears expressed by Rebekah when Esau intended to kill Jacob, why should he be deprived of both of you in one day? Genesis 32:45 seemed to be very well verified.
Genesis 32:45?
Do.
Are you complete on that?
Never.
Is there anything else you want to add?
In the 102nd year after Israel went down to Egypt, Pharaoh the king and the whole generation of the people had died out, and a new king and a new people who knew not Joseph had possession of the land.
Is this what's coming?
This is my advice, and I bid ye heed it well. The fortresses, Pithom and Ramesses, are not strong enough by their purpose of protection. They should be rebuilt with a greater care, that is still subtly issue a proclamation in my name saying, A decree of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, every dutiful citizen is requested to join in the rebuilding and strengthening of the fortresses Pithom and Ramesses, that we may be prepared for the enemies in time of war. Every citizen is called to obey their behest, and each day he shall receive from the treasury wages for the work which he has done.
Is this to come, or are we referring to the Exodus?
The heavier the burden laid upon the Israelites, the more rapidly they appeared to increase in numbers. In the 125th year after the sons of Jacob had entered into Egypt, the inhabitants of the land saw that they who had it intended by their oppression had failed, that Israel still increased. And the elders and the wise men therefore appeared before the king and said, O king, live forever. According to the advice which thou didst give us concerning the people of Israel, have we done, and yet it has proved unavailing? The more we have oppressed them, the greater has been their increase. And now the land of Goshen is filled with them. To the wisdom we, with all thy people, look for advice which shall reduce the number of these people.
I want to know, what is the land of Goshen?
It's a protected place in the country of Uz.
When you pick the Bible words, is it different when we hear them from you, or is there any special effect when non-physical says
the
Bible?
Rear view, the Midianite, you'd say, O king, live forever, pleasing to your eyes. Then you'll get all the way down to Laban, your great-grandfather, the side of the great-grandfather, Joseph, because he recognized the wisdom which God had implanted in him and would save the people from the land from starvation. Therefore, O king, remove thy yoke from them and let them go hence to Canaan, the land sojourning of their forefathers. May piss Pharaoh off. And even the shame in front of its people.
Are you referring to something going on in the Washington right now?
Could.
I am.
Who
could,
is the
could
Pharaoh?
Apply. Who is the what, Roxy?
The Pharaoh.
A second son was born to him according to his words, and when his mother saw he was a godly child of handsome appearance, she said to him, 3 months. Said for him 3 months in her inner chamber.
I don't know why I'm thinking of the word median ecology.
You've been invited to Leukenbach, Texas, and so median ecology would apply for media. I went down to the river and watched him, Aaron, his brother, called Agibor, for God had repaired the breach in the house of Jacob, and the Egyptians ceased from this time and cast their infants into the water. His grandfather called him Abisosho, saying, for thee 3 months he is hidden. And the children of Israel called him Shemeshabinahel, because of the day God heard their groaning and delivered them from their oppressors.
Who will be the oppressors? I want to know.
Moses became even as a son to Bethia, the daughter of Pharaoh, as a child belonging rightly to the palace of the king. When Moses was made the king of Ethiopia, the Assyrians again rebelled, but Moses subdued them and placed them under yearly tribute to the Ethiopian dynasty.
I want to know, who are the Egyptians? Like you say, the Jewish are like the activated ones. Who are the Egyptians?
Probably the ancient Sumerian Hebrewites.
Mateo's pointing on the chat line the pages that Ian's reading from the Talmud, and you'll see the page numbers. Apparently they're reading from 114, 120, 121, 124, and 126, according to Mateo.
Then 133, when Moses, being still fearful, returned to Egypt, traveling toward Midian, he sat there at rest at the well of water. There was water there to pass.
So I've been writing down. So you've been reading not from the Bible. You've been reading from the Talmud the last while.
They said they didn't want that no more. They said they didn't like that. They said they're through with that. They said they're done with that. They said it's over. They said get over it. They said no more. They said that's what they said. That's what they said. The Pharaoh is pissed.
Ian always mentions the ancient Sumerian Hebrewites.
Yeah.
I want to know who these people are.
They're the ones that during the time of the Lord smote Pharaoh, king of Egypt, with leprosy. The disease was exceedingly grievous, and the king suffered inexpressible agony. And the taskmasters who placed over the Israelites complained to the king that the latter were neglecting their work and becoming lazy. They are taking advantage of my sickness, he explained the king, and ordered his chariot. He prepared to ride out himself to upbraid the workmen and to see that they did not shirk their labor.
I want to know, what is the labor?
Building bronze pyramids.
Me and Moses, me is over now.
I want to know, are we finishing the pyramids? Like, are we putting the pyramidion or this top on them?
Capstone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bob?
Yeah.
Are we going to finish?
It's got to be Bob because it's not Bob.
Yeah, you guys going to finish me? Am I going to be finished?
Aaron, PS2. Zipporah and Aram and the hornets and all manner of insects filled the land of Egypt, fed upon it. Then God sent pestilence among the cattle, and all but a tenth of the cattle of Egypt died one night. Cattle belonging to the Israelites in Goshen were not affected. They not lost a single animal. Goshen is a protected place.
When I have decision, you mentioned Rixdorf is a protected place. Is there any relationship with Goshen? And it was actually never bombed.
Yes, exactly right. It's where you'd like a zip code.
The safety zone.
Yeah.
Ion, are people going to be able to ascend without hearing you or knowing of you?
Well, we hope so.
But you say everybody is connected to non-physical, so maybe they don't speak to you or know you, but something in them knows, right?
They all have their own formula.
Do they talk to you without, like, they don't, are they speaking to non-physical? Like, when they pray, they're not saying, you know, Ion or anything, but maybe they're speaking to their own non-physical when they pray. Would that be true?
Isaiah 1 through 39.
I want to know, what are numbers?
Angles.
Are they the angles for triangulation?
No. The number 1 has one angle in it. Number 2 has 2 angles in it. Number 3 has 3 angles in it. That's how angles are.
You know how the Europeans put lines through one,
this,
a line through two?
I know that,
you know,
but
that.
What is the real use of numbers?
None. There's no use for it. It's gibberish.
I have the impression we invented many things thinking we were going to understand something, but at the end everything changes again.
You were trying to make an excuse for why the Ur of the Chaldees didn't win. Babylon, baby, Babylon.
You're talking about the foundation reason for astrology?
Okay.
Astronomy?
Okay.
All the quadrivium.
Pythagoras? Puberty.
Pythagoras?
Yeah. Puberty.
Fingernails. Fingernails were the original measurement, weren't they, Ion? That's what the little ape man noticed. That's how time started. They noticed the fingernails growing.
What are you saying about Babylon? As I understand it, it's not a place, it's a state of mind. Or it's a belief system. Is that going away?
Maybe.
But you said you like Babylon.
We do.
I want to know, now that Bob is going to finish his chart, is he doing it with the angel? Is it the same angel, or is it not necessary anymore? Okay, I want to know, why was necessary or was it important that Bob made the chart for some reason? Bob said that brought Ion forth. Is it true?
What's that sound?
Someone's breathing.
It sounds like...
Is that you breathing, Bob?
No, no.
Can you tell us the difference between the guff and what you call limbo purgatory?
Well, there's not much difference. You just got to work with it.
You have to work with...
your biases.
So it's kind of whatever you think it's going to be?
Ooh, no. It ain't a thinking man's game. That ends in tears.
Whatever you believe it to be.
That's just a thought you've been thinking for a long time, so that's silly.
Okay,
too.
I find out you're going to say that, yep.
Well, imagine that.
I don't know.
Can you create in either of those places?
You should, yes.
You should, yes. Okay.
Well, we say yes, and then you go there and can't, and then what you going to do?
Well, we're going to come back and kick your ass, that's what.
Yeah, there you go. We like that.
You like it rough.
give you some God booty. There you go.
Madeline, you had a question you were going to ask.
About the ring of fire in space, that galaxy that looks like a ring of fire. Is that some sort of reflection of anything going on in our bodies?
No.
Is that the constellation Hemorrhoid?
It is that, but that's not what that's about.
So there's no connection then, or is there any connection between you playing the Ring of Fire and the sinkholes opening and the Ring of Fire in space? Or is that, what's the word, Roxy? Apophenia.
What do the words say?
Yep, I have to Google it. I have to get out my Googler.
Get your Googler, sharpness.
Ion, in China recently, the sky turned red and then it rained mud. Can you tell us the cause of that?
Because of the fire, the rain, and the mud.
The fire, the rain, and the mud? Did the fire come from
Which
a volcano?
No.
Was there like an asteroid or something that hit and then shot up mud into the atmosphere?
Sodium.
There was sodium in the atmosphere, and that's what caused the red color?
It's burning.
You're saying the atmosphere was burning?
It burns.
Was it sodium also the cause of the sinkholes, the fire sinkholes in China?
Love is a burning thing.
The connection between sodium and love?
Bound by wild desire.
Is it the chemistry that one feels when one is in love that has to do with sodium?
Oh, but the fire went wild.
like what I feel for you. Why will sodium burn now and not before?
It burns always.
Yes, but why are we seeing, for example, the sinkholes burning now and not before? What triggered that?
Seven questions. The first six don't count.
Does the tectonic plate have anything to do with it?
Well, that's just they're shifting, but that's no big deal. They've always been shifting.
The connection between love and sinkholes? Did you ask that, Roxy? No, me. I did, Debbie. I asked about the Teutonic plates.
The Teutonic plates?
Yeah.
Tectonics.
Oh, okay.
Okay, can you tell us where the mud came from that came down in the city in China?
Describe the origins of that mud that rained down in the city of China, Ayan.
The event.
The event.
The event? I heard the event.
Was that referring to the TV program where the New World shows up?
He's talking about the TV show.
Hey, someone know Koro-Shay-Tee-Tee-Tee.
Now he's talking angel talk.
Bob, you put me on mute when I was already on mute. I had myself on mute.
So you muted the mute muted. So the muted mute was mute. But it's speaking.
Yeah,
now,
if I muted you, there was noise.
Muted.
I don't know what there was.
I had
there was
just,
a mute mute. If there was a
I
mute
just,
muted, then the mute muted wouldn't have been any noise from a mute muted. Because if you muted yourself, he wouldn't have to re-mute.
But this is
mute.
What happened.
Is that like a... Is that like a mute mute? Is that no? It's like a mute mute. Here we go to mute mute.
Ayan, this is what happened.
So he muted the mute.
Oh,
if you were
boy.
Muted, if you muted yourself right now, we couldn't hear you.
Fine.
So
he did it. He did it to me too, Eliza. I was already muted.
Yeah, but I had unmuted
oh,
myself because
no.
I was ready
it
to
was
speak.
It was the devil. It was the devil.
Same here.
It was the devil.
But anyway, you're talking about the 418 group.
You just better be very careful with your environments because if I start seeing noises and then it confuses me, I start muting all over the place. And then I forget about it. And then I get all involved who's talking to I.
Yeah,
so
you do forget
mute.
About it. I muted myself because
oh,
I was getting ready to
it.
Say.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
And you guys
burn,
are talking
burn,
about the
phone.
Well, you're here
oh,
now.
Fire,
you better start talking to I now
fire,
or I'll mute you.
The ring of
oh,
fire,
well, if I can get my words
fire.
Out.
Yeah,
same the ring of
you
fire.
Guys, you got your
you guys
words
are
now?
Talking about the 418 group, and today was 418.
You're right.
And you mentioned Sarah someone? Sarah Abraham?
Sarah and Abraham, you know, the Bible woman. Ancient Sarah.
Hmm.
Is Sarah listening tonight, Ion?
Hitchcock's favorite.
Is Sarah of Abraham fame listening tonight, Ion?
Yeah, but she's on mute.
So love is burning thing.
Oh, there's Sarah. We got to mute her. Sarah just can't control herself, so we'll mute her.
She's just singing the same song, singing it, sings the song, the same song,
yeah.
Singing,
yeah.
Singing song.
Ion, is our sun, is it part of a binary star system?
You don't know what you mean when you say star system, so we can't answer that question because you don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Is it part of a binary star? Or is our sun part of a binary star?
The incomplete information, a binary star doesn't make any sense.
Every 24/26,000 of our years, two stars revolve around each other and then go back to the end of their orbits again. Is that a true statement or a false statement?
Oh, for Pete's sake, you're doing that gobbledygook bullshit thing. No. Masters of the Universe crap.
That Dan Witter crap.
Crap and then some. and the moon was made by God before to watch what the hell was going on. Bullshit.
Do you think that we can go to Mars to make a new Earth?
No, you can't make a new Earth out of an old Mars.
But why are they trying to go there?
Why can't they go there and make a new Mars out of the same old Mars as it was?
They want to eventually live there because we're going to end up killing ourselves all in this Earth. It's going to destroy.
Not in my world. Sorry.
Well, in the little man's world, why not? Sounds good to us.
But do you think that
you're pretty much dead already anyway, just waiting on the X-ray binaries for the multi-wave links and the HMXBs and the tracers and rings and massive star formations and
Do you think they can make a new, like, you know, life on Mars, like sustain life and make a new world there?
You want to? You made it on this one.
Would you want to go there?
Sounds like fun. Pack a bag. If you got the money, honey, we got the time.
I like that.
Who do you think you're talking to, Deborah? You think this is a man talking to you?
No, it's Ion.
And what's Ion?
Non-physical.
What's non-physical?
It doesn't exist.
This is something that doesn't exist that's talking to you.
Yeah.
Good. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Ion, on the chat, Grumio asked a question. The Ring of Fire you were talking about, were you referring to the Ring of the Fire in the Pacific?
No.
Ion, when Bob started first speaking on Payday, he made a remark, I think it was like November of 2012, that Mars was our original home. Is that where we originally came from before we came here?
You can ask that question, but I never said that, and I wouldn't. That's an absurd statement.
You would never say that.
But anyway, okay. So you heard it. You heard that idea.
I did. When I transcribed some things from Payday.
Right.
It's been a couple of years, yeah, and it was said Mars was our original home. At least that's what I thought you said. I was just curious. Was that our original home?
Porter Wagner.
Country music.
So you got to look up a song by him about space travel.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Or you could just ask Bob to check his inbox and play that one.
It says, Porter Wagner was born in 1927, passed away in 2007, he's a country music singer. He introduced an obscure singer to country music called Dolly Parton.
Again, now, Bob.
So we'll play this Lefty song.
It's a barn burner, Bob.
Okay.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go a honky tonkin' and we're gonna have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance to the music fine. If you got the money, honey, I got the time. Well, ain't no use to tarry, so let's start out tonight. We'll spit your four hand, we'll spit your right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Gonna have a time. Bring along your Cadillac Lemur right behind. If you got the money, honey, I got the time. We'll go a honky tonk and make every club in town. We'll go to the park where we start. We won't fool around. But if you run short of money, I'll run short of time. 'Cause you win no more money, honey, I'm no more time. Well,
hey! Nice job, Lance.
Thank you, Ben.
A real big record several years ago, Bob.
Yeah, that was moving, very moving. I used to be in that condition, you know, relying on other people for money.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was the good
Those
days.
Those were the good old days. Those were the good
That's
days.
That's when I was a good one. I was a good one, a good one.
The good. Is Herschel Walker, the original Gatorator, better than the rest of them? Where have you been all my life? My dreams are over.
Questions time. Go. Question. Go.
They were overwhelmed with compassion over the Betty Fazell song. You got the money, you got the money. It was moving for us, too.
Can you play Piano Man?
Ian, can you play Piano Man?
Why?
Then she was addressing you.
Well, you would hope that. I don't have Piano Man here.
Oh.
Why do you want to play it? We have Ion here.
Yeah, Deb. What's wrong with you, Deb?
Because no one's talking.
What, Deb? Just because you got your question answered doesn't mean there's no more questions.
Well, there's a lull. There's a lull here.
Ion, when we speak to the angels, we're just speaking to the two-thirds, not like Lucifer's angels, right?
Lucifer's angels are just as angels as the rest of the angels.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. They're all under our command.
No, it's all the time. You speak to one of them, that's right.
Wait, say that again?
I tried talking to Lucifer, and
they
he's perfect.
I still don't get it.
Well, what did you ask? You asked, does it apply to one separate third of the angels? Are they all the same? We said they're all the same. What part of not get it did you not get?
No, I heard that part, but I thought you said something else, and then Roxy said something, so I didn't hear something that you repeated, but I guess I got it all.
No, all the angels are equal. One's a fallen angel. The fallen angels, you speak to them at a different level, but they're still angels.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Yes, but there is no good or bad. It's just the program, we think.
It's relative.
I tried talking to Lucifer just for fun.
How'd that work out for you?
I think he's effective.
Okay. Back when you wore a younger man's clothes.
I don't understand.
Back when you wore a younger man's clothes.
Sing us a song, the Piano Man. We're all in the mood for a melody.
Thanks.
You got us feeling all right. Sing you in, Bob.
Madeline, did you find the information you were looking for regarding the Ring of Fire so you could continue asking Ion the questions?
Pickles, is that you?
Yeah, I can read the lyrics if you'd like. There's not much to it. Or there's a lot to it, but in few words.
We're visual. We want to hear it. We don't want to hear it read. We like Billy Joel's version of it.
Billy Joel does that one?
Lord, suffering cat, where are we now?
Did you forget what world you're in, Ion?
Yeah, we forgot that Billy Joel sang the Piano Man. Imagine that.
So I'm confused now. We want to look up. We want to look up Billy Joel's version of Ring of Fire.
He's talking with Davey, who's still in the Navy. He probably will be for life.
Oh, we didn't start the fire.
And the waitress is practicing politics. As the businessmen slowly get stoned, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness. But that's better than drinking alone.
That's it.
But Madeline, you, what was the Ring of Fire you were originally talking about? I know you're referencing a song, the song now, but what, you were something in the cosmos?
It's Johnny Cash. It's Johnny. Oh, well.
Billy Joel.
Yeah, we're done with it. Ion was referring to the lyrics, and actually they played the song, Ring of Fire. And then, like, during the next week, the sinkholes that are burning opened up, and then also the galaxy was seen in space that looks like literally like a burning ring of fire.
Oh, okay.
It's me they've been coming to see to forget about life for a while.
Apparently we've moved on to the piano man now.
Ion, they say there are like some types of neurons in the heart. So are we also thinking with the heart?
The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart, yes.
What does it mean to know something by heart?
By rote.
What is that?
Rote sounds really boring, but if you know something by heart, it's more alive than by rote.
There was a noise. I asked about the noise. Or a beeping sound.
When we are thinking, we're not only thinking with the brain, but we're also thinking with the heart.
Doesn't your whole body radiate when you think?
Well, when you feel.
Yeah.
Is that electromagnetic?
It's everything.
Who's saying that?
Hi, I'm Yuri. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Ion, are you there?
Ion's here.
Good.
Ion's answering our questions in the silence.
Ion, is the human body...
Hey, John, ask Roxy's question. Since everybody has asked the question themselves, maybe if we repeat... Have different people ask questions, we might get some answers.
Okay, so Roxy's question is what?
Yeah, what was it, Roxy?
I was thinking with the brain and the heart.
What's the difference, John?
No, I was thinking with both things. I mean, not only with the brain.
Are you making a statement or a question?
A question. I want to know if we think with both the heart and the brain.
Okay, John.
You're asking me?
No, you asked the question.
Well, I'll make a statement.
Ask Ion a question. Roxy's question. This is the new pattern. We repeat each other's questions. Yeah, you ask.
Ion, do we think with our heart as well as the brain? Same answer.
Okay, someone else try it.
Do we think more with the stomach than the heart and the brain?
Do we think with all our bodies?
Is the gut level connected to the brain?
Ion, do we think with our heart and the brain?
Do we think with all ourselves?
Look, Ion's just being silly. We have to play the stupid piano man song.
Billy Joel.
Is that enough, Ion? Okay, we got the message. All right, start your questions again. We're not going to have Ion hijacking our show.
I like that.
I made the statement that to know something by heart, and then Ion said, well, it's to know by rote. But my feeling is to know by heart means to know without thinking.
Well, except that's not how it's commonly intended.
That by heart, is indeed you know, by rote. That is by rote, is by heart. You don't think about it.
Ion redefined rote. But there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could just get Bob out of this place. Oh, la, la, di-di-da. La, la, di-di-da, da-da-da.
La, 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 la.
Now, Paul is a real estate novelist. He never really had time for a wife. He's talking with Davey. Still in the Navy. He probably will be for life.
These are the lyrics to Piano Man.
That's what I thought, yeah.
The way that she's practicing politics, the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yeah, they're sharing a drink that they call loneliness. But still better than drinking alone.
See, there's relevance to this.
And we all say, la, 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 la.
Yes, but not quite like that.
Yeah. Tell it like it is, Ion.
Sing us a song. You're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody. And you've got us feeling all right.
Ion's a good singer.
Ion, do you feel like the piano man sometimes?
In the key of G, yes. Pretty good crowd for a Saturday. The manager gets me a smile. Because he knows that it's me that's been coming to see. To forget about Bob for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival. And the microphone smells like ice cream. They sit at the bar, and they put bread in Bob's jar, and they say, man, what are you doing here?
La, 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 la.
Sing us a song. You're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. We're all in the mood for melody. You've got a seemingly feeling all right.
That was great.
Yep. More abuse of Bob.
See, Bob, you didn't have to play the piano man after all.
Yeah, I like that. I'd rather you just do the lyrics.
I feel like it was better than the lyrics.
It was, Deborah. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Ion,
well, how have you had an entire night
special,
Bob? This is just amazing.
Ion, what
are memories? Yeah, what is memory, Ion?
What are memories? Like, she says, can you play me
memories are like TTs.
Memories.
No, memories. Memories.
Oh, memory.
Yeah, that's the one. That's right. And a good key, too. That's nice.
I could unmute Sarah, and then Roxy and Sarah could sing.
She'd sing it for you.
Okay, I'm unmuting Sarah. We only let her out about 5 minutes per hour.
She's probably already singing and mad because she's muted herself.
Dun, 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 dun,
there's
your cue. There's your cue, Roxy. Okay, Sarah and Roxy, the new duo.
Like the memories of my life.
Well, we've played enough music. Can we get Ion back on talking questions?
Yes.
Come on, Ion. Stop making it so boring for everybody. Our listenership is rapidly running away thanks to your noncommittal nothing.
Ion, can you tell us who was Ofenel Hobab?
Bob.
That's me right now. Am I Ofenel right now?
You were all along, yes.
And that's one of the Bobs that sort of ascended. The Bob talking now is a little man, right? He took another path.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, all right. I like that, sometimes. That explains a lot, guys.
Do we have an ascended version of us?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Could you tell me what will be my ascended name or person?
Is there a reason, Ion, that Roxy gets the most unanswered questions? Is there something, you trying to tell her something? Won't even answer that one.
I can tell you what the answer is.
What is it?
Tell me the answer.
If you were ascended, you wouldn't ask that question.
Oh.
No, that's not the question. That's a no answer, John. You don't come here enough.
No,
you're out of sync. You come here once every 3 months.
We have to engage.
Why should that matter? There is no time.
In this case, there is. We create time here. That's what we do. We create false. Why is Ion creating? He's creating false premises of experience.
Maybe he needs to eat.
Eat us, yes. Eat us.
Yes. He's a little bored of what's on the plate. And I know.
Well, let's see, you fix it. Yuri, you fix it.
Okay.
Make Ion interesting.
Hey, Ion, I'm a black African-American young man in New York City. How can I ascend here? Is it easier or harder for me in this day and age?
You fucking loser. You didn't even... Oh, wait a minute. No, he went off and he had to come back in. I had him blocked. Okay. Try it again.
That's all you got to do. That's all you ever had to do.
We didn't hear what you said to do.
Oh, don't want to play any music. I understand.
See the childishness?
But it's great because he answered my question, though.
That'd be snarky.
You didn't hear the answer, Yuri.
I kind of did.
What are you talking about?
Non-physical stuff.
Okay. Fine. You insist.
Ion, what's your favorite Saturday night dinner?
Meatloaf.
What?
Meatloaf.
Shepherd's pie.
Paradise by the dashboard light.
What side would that be?
Is there more advanced formula than the 3-2-1?
Come on, Bob. It's in Bob's inbox.
What's in my inbox? Meatloaf? We got to play that? Meatloaf? Can you just do the lyrics, Ion? We like the way
you
do
it. This is great. You should hear that. That's the best part.
Oh, okay, a little. All right, I agree with the little.
More than a little.
No, I'll define the little.
Okay, here we go. We got a real pressure cooker going here. Two down, nobody on, no score, bottom of the ninth. There's the windup. There it is, a line shot up the middle. Look at him go. This boy can really fly. He's rounding first and already turning it on now. He's letting up, and all he's going to try for a second. The ball bobbled out of the center, and he comes in for the throw. What a throw, what a throw. He's going to slide in the hit first. Head, here he, she comes, he's out. No, wait, safe, at second base. He can really make this happen out there. Batter steps up to the plate. He's going in. And what's the jump he's got? He's got to try hard for the third. So throw. He's in third safe.
Nice.
At third. Holy cow, stolen base.
Yes.
Taking it for a big lead out of there almost. He's going in, basically picking off the pitcher. Base over, winds up, and he bunted down the third baseline. The suicide squeezes on. Here comes, squeeze play. It's going to be close. Holy cow, I think he's going to make it.
That's still paradise by the dashboard light.
Let me sleep on it, girl. Stop right there. I got to know right now, before you go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away and make me your wife? Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me happy for the rest of my life?
So the baseball rant is part of the lyrics of the dashboard?
Yeah, it is.
It's like it comes on the radio while they're fooling around in the car.
Oh, I see. Right. It's the soundtrack of the movie, then.
It's in the song.
Baby, let me sleep on it. Well, if you'd listen to the damn song, you'd have heard it. Now you're spending more time talking about the song you didn't listen to than to just listen to the damn song in the first place. And I'm with you.
Well, that's because you're more interesting when you do it. When you do it, it's more interesting. I wouldn't have heard it. I fell asleep listening to the Meatloaf song.
I'll give you an answer in the morning.
Good, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, we've done that one. Well done. Next.
Let me sleep on it. I'm praying for the end of time. It couldn't take any longer, Lord, I was crazed. And when the feeling came upon me, like a tidal wave, I started swearing to my God on my mother's grave that I would love you to the end of time. I swore that I would love you to the end of time. So now I'm praying for the end of time to hurry up and arrive because I got to spend another minute with you. I don't think I can really survive. I'll never break my promise or forget my vow, but God only knows what I can do right now. I'm praying for the end of time, for it's all I can do, praying for the end of time, so I can end my time with you. It was long ago, and it was far away, and it was so much better than it is today.
When we have this longing for loving eternally, what do we want to be in love with, or... Because it cannot
because
it be a person.
It never felt so good. It never felt so right to feel. When our bodies are so close and tight, it never felt so good. It never felt so right. And we're glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Come on, hold on tight. Hold on tight. That's what you're in love with.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Your question synced up with what he wanted to say already. Is he still quoting from Meatloaf?
Yeah, that's a Paradise by the Dashboard Light. You got to do what you can and let Mother Nature do the rest. Ain't no doubt about it, you're doubly blessed because you're barely 17 and we're barely dressed.
Now, these are all lyrics in the Paradise song, but he sang.
That one song, every word has been a song.
Oh, is that Sarah acting up again?
Let me sleep on it. Stop right there. You got to go right
there. Help!
Well, we
let me sleep on it.
Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my
do
life?
I need to just do
will
this?
You take me away?
That's to answer Roxy's question.
I got to know right now.
Like, the feeling I get from Ion is, Ion is telling Roxy that she's too serious in her questioning, and so
No. He's showing her that serious answers are all around us all day long in songs and newspaper editorials everywhere. We're surrounded by words.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's the modern Bible. You don't have to quote the Bible. You can quote lyrics. Still make the same approximate message.
Meatloaf, for God's sake. Meatloaf. You can't get much more esoterically, inappropriately redundant than Meatloaf.
See, John? See? And Roxy evoked these. Roxy's evoking answers.
And I never had a girl looking any better than she did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing that we were that night. And now our bodies are oh so close and tight. It never felt so good. It never felt so right.
Roxy was out
is
during that whole thing. So, hey, Roxy, when you get a chance to listen to the archives, re-listen to this point. There was a whole dialogue. John addressed you. We went into the Bible and Meatloaf's lyrics and whether Roxy's topic was relevant and whether Roxy was serious. You missed it all.
Yay.
You just came back in, but you want to hear it. It was pretty good. Anybody want to repeat it?
Oh, we'll be happy to. You got to be drowning out the radio. You've been waiting so long. For you to come along and have some fun, all I gotta let you know is now that you're gonna regret it. So open up your eyes. I got a big surprise. I'm feeling all right. Well, I want to make your motor run.
Nice.
How many more parts of it do you want us to do?
None. No fucking more. It's like doing the Bible. It's like Revelation 3rd hour.
They're very glib, aren't they?
Yeah. So, Roxy, I was saying that John didn't get it, Roxy.
Then you wouldn't have all these problems.
That Ian is citing the pop song lyrics of equal weight to Revelations. That we're surrounded by things. We're surrounded by words.
Yes, I think.
In the Talmud.
I think all words have the same weight. So, all words are relevant. That's what I'm learning from this, like.
Yeah.
In any song, any slogan, any joke, the words are always powerful.
Yeah. They're making realities in spite of what John says, in spite of John's left hemisphere putrefying throwback to the 19th century. What? What, John? Oh, you're still here? I didn't know you were here. Sorry.
I got what you said, Bob, and so that's good. You don't have to slag me anymore.
Oh, yes, but you must be. Look at the abuse I take. Why can't I dish it out? I get abused all the fucking time here. Ripped apart by Ion, insulted by Ion. You can take a little secondary abuse from me. It's a small price to pay for the privilege of witnessing the unfolding of...
Okay.
From the evil of the retreating whisperer, who whispers evil into the breast of mankind, from along with Jin and mankind. That's from your noble Quran, Bob. The God of
the only eternal love there is really the love with, or the engagement with non-physical. Not the person.
No. The engagement with physical.
Well, that makes it, that limits it. It's, you want to get with the physical. You can get jiggy with that, and we can make you come harder than you've ever come before, but you want that to be exoterically with someone else.
Yeah, you stand corrected there, Roxy. Those words were not very powerful.
Oh, unless you're an autosexual, and then it's
but
okay.
But how can you be forever with somebody? I mean, that makes no sense.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about you saying the goal was to get with non-physical. Even Ian says the goal is to get with the physical, not non-physical. You bring in the non-physical into the physical, and somehow it's there without your mind getting in the way.
Kind of like an alchemical marriage.
Well, if you want to get all Aleister Crowley on me, sure. Yeah, if you want to get on Aleister Crowley.
I'm not quoting that, but it felt like that.
Yeah, it felt like that. That's right.
114.4.
No, the thing is, we tend to use these cliche words like...
In the Quran.
Yeah, like the soul and... The alchemical marriage.
We're multitasking here, darling, from the Quran.
Between soul.
Hey, Roxy's jamming with Ion. Pretty good.
Yeah, Bob, if we keep going, we're going to go all the way to one night in Bangkok.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Snappity snaps. Cheap drugs.
If you keep this up on, I'm going to play some Zappa, so just back off.
Zippity doo dah.
Please do.
Please
play some Montana. Montana. Going to Montana soon.
And some Santana and some Goober Snatch and some Fetzel. Some Fetzel fucking Goodman, for Pete's sake. It's some real music.
Hey, Bob, I can ask a question.
Make sure you make your question in the form of a song.
I have a question because I got really freaked out. They say women like record or keep the cells of their sexual partners forever. Is it true?
Yes, always.
What? I mean, I don't know if
the
I
good
want
ones,
to
the bad ones,
ever.
And not so frequently comers.
What do they keep, Roxy? They keep the men's cells of the sperm, or
yeah,
what?
It's like for
they're
example, the what?
The remembering.
So women
but,
keep men's cells.
Oh my God!
Is that what you're saying, Roxy?
Oh,
like to be precise
God.
Here.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, because they find out some women have these male cells. And they said, where do they come from? And first they thought it comes from, for example, women that have sons. When the fetus was inside, some cells of the fetus always are with you forever. So the mothers always have the cells of their children inside them. But some women that never had children also had these cells. So they said, you keep the cells of your sex partners forever, and that
it's
freaked me totally out.
It's
like, I don't want to have sex ever.
Okay, well, that's all right. You don't have to, but better with. But the proof of that is once you have someone that you are having coitus with regularly, like 10, 12, 14 years, you can match pearls on him that'll look beautiful on you.
Oh, yes.
You can. They connect, and those cells are what make the knacker respond from the skin tone and light with you. And it doesn't matter, like, if you have an interracial thing, the color of the partners has nothing to do with it, or someone's fair and redheaded, or someone's black, or Nubian, or something, or Indian. Doesn't matter. If you're together like 15 or so years, it becomes one same. So you can, like I say, match pearls, which is the most sensitively intimate thing ever, is matching pearls. And you notice that way.
What are you talking about, matching pearls? You mean like wearing a necklace?
Yeah, the necklace, yes, the necklace matches to the skin tone. And the necklace, when you lay it on the skin, they lace it on the same. The necklace does that. Yes. That's what necklaces do. They lace the neck.
Yeah. Bob is getting my accent.
The necklace. I like that. Luke and Bob.
Necklace.
So, and then what happens is they start looking like each other. Like when they're married a long time, they start physically looking like each other.
Carol and I look like each other?
Well, you most certainly do. You world's tallest midgets. Of course you do.
I guess that means we don't look like each other in terms
well,
of height.
Carolyn looks more like you. Carolyn looks more like you, Bob. That's what it is.
I didn't look like well, her.
No, she's the pretty one, though. But she looks like you.
She got uglier. She got uglier because she started to look like me.
No, I don't think that.
I think that's what it means, Ian. Did I get prettier and look like her?
Well, you're certainly keeping your girlish figure anyway.
Ian, can you tell us a little bit more about matching pearls?
Yeah. The knacker on the pearl is a specific hue based on the irritant in which the pearls or the oysters spit knackered the irritant. And that layers up and it has an iridescent value where light doesn't permeate it, but it reflects light from a corporeal position of balance. The skin has its perfect hue and tone. When you lay the pearls on the forearm of the skin, you lay a bunch of hanks of pearls on your skin. Some of those pearl hanks just become alive. They'll just go red, iridescent, glittery, sparkly, over the top, crazy, beautiful. Others are just kind of flat. They look like white beads. When they sparkle, that's what you match.
Maybe we can get this lacquer shine with a special formula from Ion.
You just match it to your skin tone. If you can get somebody to fuck you for about 14 years, you can match them on them and he can buy them for you. It's great.
Is that
isn't it great to get Ion talking again? Good to have Ion talking, not quoting lyrics.
You want lyrics? Oh, you're exactly right.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
string
Bob,
of pearls.
I'm
no,
string
no,
of
no,
pearls.
No, no, no.
String of pearls. That's the one. String of pearls. That's it. Good.
Ian, one, so the matching pearls, it's a natural process that happens between two people who've been together for like 14, 15 years?
No, that's doing nothing.
Yeah, being together is not the thing. It has to be more than being together.
There's got to be some fucking going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's implied. Mm-hmm. That's all that Eliza thinks about. That's implied.
No, like a real coitus, not only fucking.
Yeah, it's implied, Ion. I mean,
well, wait a minute. Does it have to be coitus, or can it be just raw sex, you know, ignorant sex, Ion?
There's no difference.
No difference between coitus and sexuality.
Sexuality is not raw fucking.
No, but I don't think, I don't know.
They're intimate. They've been intimate for 14, 15 years. So it's
because
a process.
There are many people that have been together for a long time, and they don't shine. And I suppose they're being fucking too, but they don't shine.
They do shine. Whatever strand shines on her will also strand on he. Baby, here's a five and dime. Baby, now is about the time. For a string of pearls, a la Woolworth, every pearl is a star above. Wrapped in dreams and filled with love, that old string of pearls, a la Woolworth. Till that happy day in spring, when you buy a wedding ring, please a string of pearls, a Woolworth.
Meatloaf?
No, silly Glenn Miller.
And what is the speed of the oyster? Is it from the man into the woman?
Ah, semen. Oops.
No, we can say anything. It's not...
Yeah. No oops. Did he answer you, Roxy? What's he saying?
No. Somebody else has to ask.
Does the shine... does how brilliant the shine is depend on the... couples love for one another? Their force fields?
Ion, I think there is something happening when we engage you that, for example, people tell me that my eyes shine or your skin.
No. Like, this is the reflection of the necker on the pearl. Just have a string of pearls and lay them on your arm. The one you'll see it when you lay four or five strands on your arm. One will be beautiful, and the others will look like just a pair of white beads. So you've seen people, and they've had a match. You see them from across the room. It's astounding when you do, when they're matched to you. But when they're matched to you, they're amazing. And when they're not, that's why you never let anybody else wear your pearls.
So is there like a non-physical mixing of fluids?
Yeah.
That process.
Well, you pick it up. Well, and you get it. The pearls pick up your oils over years.
Ian, is that the Axiom water?
Yeah.
Yay! Yeah, 748 Axiom water.
I want water. We are thirsty.
We are thirsty.
Bob
Maker. We are thirsty.
Bob's trying to make water for you.
Wire it to us, please.
Well, it sounds like when I'm renting out my thing.
Yeah. Kind of like a bank, you know, like they wire money to you.
Wired?
Yeah,
oh,
wire.
You mean an ACH transfer?
Yes.
Look, it sounds like he's baiting you.
Yeah.
I ain't splashing around.
He's splashing around, Ion.
So can we say...
Are you trying to get us jealous?
We work hard for the money. We work hard for the money. So what song's next? Did you decide he's going to play String of Pearls, Bob, or what?
Well, I'm getting Carolyn in here. Ion was splashing around in the living water, Carolyn, rather noisily.
Mm.
Like he was trying to drown J.W., and J.W.'s bottom was splashing around in the water as Ion held his head down underneath his assassination attempt. But we intervened.
Okay.
We stopped Ion. We brought him back to his human senses.
Yeah, we quickly asked a question. And
yeah, we started claiming we were ascending. And when we started claiming we were ascending, Ion, like an angel, wouldn't have it, so he stopped.
We know the secret to you. You're shining.
Shiny, shiny. Well, this is fun, Ion. I'll play you this one.
Bob, do you happen to have any Bob Dylan?
Yes. Get it up. Lay it down. Take it up.
Yes.
Sing the song.
Yes,
you know how
friend.
To sing. Then you probably get somebody to get the wind going better than me.
I turned on something.
Gary, I know. Oh, dude, wheels on fire, Bob. That'd be good. That's a good Dylan loving thing.
Yes, please. I would love to hear some Dylan from you guys right now.
Patsy and Athena, let's see what we can do. We'll put you on the prayer list. Maybe we can get something worked out for you. We'd like to thank all the Deans and the Paula Deen Network for joining together to give us this one more fine week for another wonderful day. And all is well, and come back when y'all can see us again soon.